89.7.
The middle one. I gotta get me a chair.
Do you not have a chair again?
Oh, I got these tall.
Those aren't
bar
chairs.
Tools,
those
I
are
don't like those.
Those are instruments. 89.7 WITR. Henrietta.
Modern music and more.
And all that. And that was the end of Nothing Is. Rick was back this week.
Yeah.
Yay! And that was track 7. Cobra is what that was called. Off of Conversations with a Goose. With some people's names I can't pronounce. Jimmy Giuffre? Thanks, Rick. Paul Blay and Steve Swallow. Well, we didn't need to know that. We're friggin' here till 3 o'clock.
Yes, we are.
Playing comedy and all kinds of funny things. You want to hear anything funny? 475-2271. You can call up and request it, and hopefully we have it, and we'll play it for you. And if we don't, we'll play something else for you. So we'll play the closest thing we can find. We're going to start off with a song about a toilet.
Ooh, those are always good.
Nice childish humor.
Yeah.
Always gets always good for like that first laugh.
Yeah.
All right. So here's a song about a toilet, and after that, maybe we'll have another song about a toilet.
Cool.
Maybe we'll do an all-toilet show. All
right.
Do we have enough songs to do two hours of toilets?
I doubt it, but...
Bathroom humor?
Maybe.
Actually, we only need an hour and a half because we're going to do
a school set
in the middle somewhere, randomly. We're going to play a bunch of songs for all those people who are back to school. Lucky them.
Lucky them.
They had summer. Lucky them. All right, here's a song about a toilet.
wants Baba Ghanoush?
Oh, no.
What is wrong, O young ones?
Oh, great Bhagwan, why must we always eat the vegetarian Baba Ghanoush?
Because it's good for you, and the Great One wants it so.
Why can't we be like our American friends, eating the hot dogs, the hamburgers, the pot roast? They are fine.
No, they are not fine. Their colons are packed tighter than Bangladesh cigarettes. And have you ever walked by a bathroom at a Greyhound bus station? That is not the smell of healthy eating.
But Great One, I must ask you again, why must we always eat the vegetarian Baba Ghanoush?
Because I'm down with VEG.
Huh?
Oh, sure, Gaskali G. I'm down with VEG. Yeah, you know me. I'm down with VEG, like every last Hindi. Hit it!
Question. You down with VEG? Vegetables are the place to be. I said, Bhagwan, what's Baba Ghanoush? The bearded cat, he told me where it's at.
You down with VEG?
We're down with VEG.
You down with VEG?
Oh, gosh, golly G.
You down with VEG?
We're down with VEG.
You down with VEG?
Like every last Hindi. I don't need no bowel, cause I move a mean bowel. Look at my head, hey, I'm wearing a towel. Don't pass me no meat, cause I call the heat. I'll get real mean, cause my colon is clean. Baba Ghanoush is in the house. Baba Ghanoush is in the house. Yeah. Baba Ghanoush is in the house. Baba Ghanoush is in the house. Break it down now.
Red Ghanoush with my Baba Ghanoush. I gave up grilling wings for my big green zucchini. I used to eat lamb, but that's a scam. I'm out on the lawn and I'm grilling baby corn.
You down with VEG?
We're down with VEG.
You down with VEG?
Oh gosh, golly G.
You down with VEG?
We're down with VEG.
You down with VEG?
Like every last Hindi. If you come to my pad, you're so good and real mad. You ask me where's the beef, I'll give you some grease. All the vegetables got what I need. Yeah, cook them every night with rice and cheese. If I find out that you're a carnivore, I got one thing to say, baby, there's a door. Baba Ghanoush is in the house. Baba Ghanoush is in the house. Yeah. Baba Ghanoush is in the house. Baba Ghanoush is in the house.
Yeah.
That song was so stupid.
It was ignorant.
I'm the only gay ass you fall. I'm the only one I know. I'm the only gay ass in the world, in my tribe. I go out seal hunting with my best friend Tarka, but all I wanna do is get into his parka. I'm the only gay ass in the world, in my tribe.
Well, me and that Fluchuk Buck, we both like lover, but me, I've got this crazy fetish for rubber.
I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe.
I make a wish on the northern lights that I could find a decent pair of whales and toys.
I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe.
And the seals, they sing now.
These children tonight are taking their toll. I even get excited when I see the North Pole. See the North Pole.
I'm the only gay Eskimo.
Only Eskimo.
I'm the only one I know.
The only one I know.
In my tribe.
Oh. Push a razor blade into your nose, whip your partner with a rubber hose, spit at the band, cause that's the way it goes, to the punk polka. Drink a little beer and drink a little scotch, turn around and kick your neighbor in the crotch, it's no fun if you just sit and watch, to the punk polka.
Jump, 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 up and down and play. Chavos, they keep hitting me your face. Excuse me while I leave the human race. To the punk polka.
Nothing but death, nothing but death, nothing but death and destruction. Bad breath, armpits, terminal acne. Nothing but death for me. If I find I've had too much to drink, I will go and vomit in the sink. I feel just like the missing link when I do the punk polka.
Jump, 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 up and down and play. Chavos, they keep hitting to your face. Excuse me while I be the human race. Do the punk polka.
You scared of the dark?
I've never been scared of the dark.
Well, if I had a big horse pistol like that, I wouldn't be scared of no booger man.
I'm not scared of no booger man.
When I was a child, I'd love to pick 'em. Roll 'em, eat 'em, wipe 'em, flick 'em. My mommy would tell me they're not good to eat. And if I kept picking up there, my nose would bleed.
Eat a booger, eat a booger. When I was a kid, that's all I would do. Eat a booger, eat a booger. When you were a kid, I bet you did too.
Soon I did grow to a teen so mature. New trials in life I had to endure. My childhood habits I was told I must lick. So now I must go to my closet to pick.
Eat a booger, eat a booger. When I was a kid, that's all I would do. Eat a booger, eat a booger. When you were a kid, I bet you did too.
Now I'm all grown up, and I've got a job and wife. A pillar of society I stand for in life. I'll drive a nice car, I'll even wear nice clothes, but doggone if I'll ever stop picking my nose!
Eat a booger, eat a booger. When I was a kid, that's all I wanna do. Eat a booger, eat a booger. When you were a kid, I bet you did too. Eat a booger, eat a booger. When I was a kid, that's all I would do. Eat a booger, eat a booger. When you were a kid, I bet you did too. When you were a kid, I bet you did too. When you were a kid, I bet you did too.
Well, it
it's getting to be that time of year again, right, boys?
Yeah.
I got another big deer story for you. The 30-point buck, tail number two. I was throwing the cows over to fend some hay. The chores were all done. It was opening day. Orion the hunter was fading in the sky. It was almost time for the lead to fly.
I made it to the stack.
Just before light, the boys had been drinking since all through the night. They were singing our favorite deer hunting tune about that yahoo named Clyde and his gun. But now there's Holly the four barrel. She's a dirty 10 gauge sniped by each tomahawk over and under with cruise control.
With the photon phasers, banana clip. Yeah, the model IRS DS. Interswamp radioactive scud-busting cider.
It's got a 30,000 gigawatt deer shiner and cigarette lighter in the butt.
Like a prom dress.
As the season began, the boys were running around in circles looking for their stands. We watch hunting videos by all the big game studs like Ted Bear, Fred Nugent, and Elmer Fudd.
Kill the rabbits, kill the rabbits, kill the white quiet.
It's deer season, you know.
So I'm up in my tree, nothing's moving. Except the beans in my gut.
Five.
Just a gurgling and a brewing.
Four.
I buckered up my teeth.
Three.
Tried to hold back.
Two.
One.
We have left off.
There it was.
Hanging from my boot place.
Upside down, burning right off the stand. 10 feet off the ground. I just got stuck in midair.
That sure did suck.
Next, when I seen it there. The 30-point buck.
The 30-point buck.
Yeah. Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Yeah. With a 30-point buck.
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see that 30-point buck? Godzilla with horns was snorting at me. There was fire in his eyes and bag tags in his teeth. I swung the gun around. That buck was all mine. This old 30-30
could bring down Frankenstein.
I'm going to give that mega buck the Powerball. Yep. Right up your bingo hole. Yeah. And the winning number is... As the gun went off, smoke covered my face. The bullet ricocheted off his horns and snapped my bootlegs. I landed right on his points, falling back to the ground. Antlers caught my troop, I started dragging me around. And there he was.
Ducking.
That buck was really ducking.
Upwind, downwind.
Hey, sometimes even Brooklyn. Went flying over the horns. Bounced off his nose, landed flat on my cakes. Boy, I had the buck fever standing side by each. I yelled, shoot him, boy, shoot him, that's some to be.
Shoot buddy, shoot him.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Yeah, it was a 30-point buck.
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see that 30-point buck? Yeah, we threw everything we had at him. Sandwiches, candy bars, even old ice cream for him. Finally, that idiot from Illinois nailed him between the eyes with a Zippo and a roll of toilet paper. Yeah, the woods were on fire like a napalm bomb, and then a big flash of white, and there he was, gone.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Yeah, I was at for practice.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Like I always say, shoot or no.
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Don't let nobody go.
I'll decide when I see him there, hey.
Safety comes first.
Dead bullet trigger.
Remember.
I know.
Treat every hunter as if he were loaded.
It was Cucumber the First. Summer was over. I had just finished a long day and I was busheled. I'm the kind of guy that works hard for his salary, and I don't mind telling you I was feeling a bit wilted. But I didn't care at all. because otherwise things were fine. I try never to disparagus, and I don't sweat the truffles. I'm outstanding in my field, and I know that something good will turn up eventually. A bunch of things were going great, and soon I'd be top banana. At least that's my feeling. But that's enough corn. Lend me your ear, and let us continue. After dressing, I stalked over to the grain station. I got there just in line to catch the 9-11 as it plowed towards the core of Appleton, a lentil more than a melon and a half east of Cloveland. No one got off at Zucchini, so we continued on our route to Vega. Passing my usual stop, I got off at Cato. I hailed a passing yellow cabbage and told the driver to cart me off to Brooklyn. I was going to meet my brother across from the eggplant, where he had a job at the saffron station, Pumpkin Gas. As soon as I saw his face, I knew he was in a yam. He told me his wife had been raising cane. Her name was Peaches, a soiled but radishing beauty with huge gourds. My brother had always been a chestnut, but I could never figure out why she picked him. He was a skinny little string bean who'd always suffered from cerebral parsley. It was in our roots. Sure, we had tried to weed it out, but the problem still remained. He was used to having a tough row to hoe, but it irritated me to see Artie choke, and it bothered my brother to see his marriage go to seed. Like most maple couples, they had a lot of growing to do. Sure, they'd sown their wild oats, but just barley, if you please. Finally, Peaches had given him an ultimatum. She said, "I'm hip to your chive, and if you don't stop smoking that herb, I'm going to leaf you for basil, you fruit." He said he didn't realize it had come quite so far. On the other hand, even though Peaches could be the pits, I knew she'd never call the fuzz. "Hey, we're not far from the mushroom. Let's walk over." He said, "That's a very rice place. That's the same little bar where alfalfa my wife." When we got there, I pulled up a cherry and tried to produce small talk. I told him I hadn't seen Olive, not since I shelled off for a trip to macadamia. When I told her we cantaloupe, the time just wasn't ripe. She knew what I meant. When we left the mushroom, we were pretty well juiced. I told Artie to say hello to the boys in Barry, and that I'd orange to see him another time. Well, it all came out in the morning peppers. Artie caught Peaches that night with Basil, and Artie beat Basil bad, leaving him with 2 beautiful acres. Peaches, she was found in the garden. She'd been pruned. Well, my little story is okra now. Maybe it's small potatoes. Me, Idaho. My name? Wheat. My friends call me Colonel. And that's life in the slaw lane. Thank you so much. It's a garden out there.
Do my imitation of bowling. Got it. me a year and a half to write down. I didn't know how to word it. I don't know how to play this. I'd like to play everything the Beatles ever recorded. I won't do all of Hey Jude. What are these strings for? When I tell you about the girl I'm seeing now, I met her in Macy's in New York City. She was buying clothes, and I was putting Slinkies on the escalators. The girl I'm seeing now, her name is Rachel. She's a very pretty girl. She has emerald eyes and long, flowing plaid hair. Last week in August, we went camping way up in Canada. We were laying around in the woods and stuff, and I don't know how she did it, but Rachel got poison ivy on her brain. The only way she could scratch it was if she thought about sandpaper. She's a rich girl. She's from somewhere else. And her father is an incredible millionaire. You know how he made his money? He's the guy who designed that little diagram that shows you which way to put batteries in something. Hey, hey. Rachel, dear, how I wish you were here. Hey, hey, I can almost see you. Having sex with Rachel is amazing. It's like going to a concert, it really is. She yells a lot. She throws frisbees around the room. When she wants more, she lights a match. Hey, hey. Rachel, dear, how I wish you were here. Hey, hey, I can almost see you.
That's the first time I've ever heard him try to sing.
Really?
Yeah.
He usually doesn't try to do much else except, like, drone on and on and on and on.
Oh, I know that, but I mean, I've never heard him sing before, like...
That's why I played it. Why is this binder in my way? Anyway, Stephen Wright on 89.7 WITR.
Henrietta. On friggin' here.
Right friggin' here until 3 o'clock in the morning playing comedy. And other things in of the humorous sort. If you want to hear anything humorous or anything that is funny in some way, You can request it at 475-2271.
Even if it's something that's unintentionally funny.
Yeah.
Like those William Shatner albums.
I don't think we have any of those.
Oh, really?
I really don't think we do.
Don't you have that Golden Throat CD?
Nope, I don't have that either.
Yeah. I'll have to get that.
That's on the list, though.
Yeah.
Before Stephen Wright was Kip Adada with Life in the Slaw Lane, part of the big, massive amount of stuff I picked up last week.
Mm.
I found a lot of really cool stuff, and you'll hear more of it later in the night. Bananas at Large was before that with Turdy Point Buck 2, the sequel. And Booger Man before that with Eat a Booger. The Tunes with Punk Polka by request. Corky and the Juice Pigs with Eskimo. And the Amazing Onion Heads with Down with VEG. And of course, we started off with Hirsch and Chipkin doing Disco Toilet.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Too bad we don't have more toilet songs.
I know. I looked around. I couldn't find any more toilet songs at all. There's one by the Youpers.
Yeah.
They do a toilet song, and that was it. Maybe I'll play that later.
Oh, there's always that Faust and Lewis song, that Rigoletto cleaning the bathroom. And
oh, yeah, Rigoletto spick and span.
Yeah.
Coming up, we got lots of, well, not lots, four or five different school-oriented things.
It's all we could find.
It's all we could dig up off, spur-of-the-moment type of thing. And we got,
You gotta tell me these things ahead of time. Like email me on Tuesday night.
When was the last time I thought up anything ahead of time?
Yeah, I'll go through my collection and pull out whatever.
Last time I tried to do something ahead of time, it still hasn't gotten aired. But yeah, we got, lots of stuff. We got, we have a cover of a Weird Al song.
Yep.
We have a cover of an unreleased Weird Al song.
Mm-hmm.
We have all kinds of stuff. What am I going to start
all
with?
Kinds of school
Should I start
stuff.
with the school cafeteria?
If you want.
I'm going to start with a song called School Cafeteria. Who does it? Do you remember?
I forgot the name of his band, but it's Joe Krause, basically.
Joe Krause?
I can't remember the name of the band.
Zelda and the Unibrows.
That's it.
Zelda and the Unibrows. Off of a extremely limited...
Well, the tape isn't limited. The CD is very limited.
The CD is limited. Extremely
limited.
The tape
is still available.
Is it?
Yeah.
How can people get that?
Oh, go to his homepage. Let's see. Off the top of my head. pages.prodigy.com/esuark/pl.htm.
Okay. And they can get...
That's the Prosthetic Lips homepage.
Prosthetic Lips.
You can order it.
Weird Al Tribute.
Weird Al Tribute album.
Album. Bunch of covers of Weird Al songs. Some of them really good.
Some of them really good. Some of them really bad. And everything in the middle.
Everything in the middle. It's very good. So, School Cafeteria by Zelda and the Unibrows.
Here's a little tune that's been shivering and crawling around my head. What's up, like?
Let me tell you about the school cafeteria. It's got all the others beat. It sells over 4 million burgers a year. Just think, that's almost 2 pounds of meat. My ice cream sandwich is lukewarm, but my burrito is much too cold. School cafeteria is the only place that sells artificially colored mold.
The school cafeteria believes in mass production. They buy the salty soybeans by the keg. I don't like to complain, but in a school cafeteria, you can buy a taco and get bubonic plague.
Today in the school cafeteria, they introduced a brand new mold. It's called Poison Batty Diesel Patty. Please pass the salt. The tuna fish sandwiches will make you ill. The enchiladas are enough to kill. Before you eat, you'd better make out your will in the school cafeteria today. After 63 years in the business, our cook still hasn't got the knack. And all the food in the school cafeteria comes from care packages that were sent back. Feel your arteries growing hard as you eat another healthy spoonful of lard. It's no wonder that the food is so gross. The health departments are afraid to come close. So everybody better hold your nose in the school cafeteria today. So listen very closely, all you girls and guys. Here's a little message to the wise. You better not try that chili surprise in the school cafeteria today. Oh
yeah, the school cafeteria today. Yeah.
Some of you who have small children may have perhaps been put in the embarrassing position of being unable to do your child's arithmetic homework because of the current revolution in mathematics teaching known as the new math. So as a public service here tonight, I thought I would offer a brief lesson in the new math. Tonight, we're going to cover subtraction. This is the first room I've worked for a while. It didn't have a blackboard, so we will have to make do with more primitive visual aids, as they say in the ed biz. Consider the following subtraction problem, which I will put up here. 342 minus 173. Now, remember how we used to do that. 3 from 2 is 9, carry the 1. And if you're under 35 or went to a private school, you say 7 from 3 is 6. But if you're over 35 and went to a public school, you say 8 from 4 is 6. And carry the 1, so we have 169. But in the new approach, as you know, the important thing is to understand what you're doing rather than to get the right answer. Here's how they do it now. You can't take 3 from 2. 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the tens place. Now that's really 4 tens, so you make it 3 tens. Regroup, and you change the tens to 10 ones, and you add them to the 2 and get 12, and you take away 3. That's 9. Is that clear? Now instead of 4 in the tens place, you've got 3 because you added 1, that is to say 10, to the 2. But you can't take 7 from 3, so you look in the hundreds place. From the 3, you then use 1 to make 10 ones, and you know why 4 plus minus 1 plus 10 is 14 minus 1, because addition is commutative, right? And so you got 13 tens, and you take away 7, and that leaves 5. Well, 6, actually, but the idea is the important thing. Now go back to the hundredths place. You're left with 2, and you take away 1 from 2, and that leaves... Everybody get 1? Not bad for the first day. Hooray for new math. New math. It won't do you a bit of good to read new math. It's so simple, so very simple, that only a child can do it. Now that actually is not the answer that I had in mind, because the book that I got this problem out of wants you to do it in base 8. But don't panic. Base 8 is just like base 10, really, if you're missing 2 fingers. Shall we have a go at it? Hang on. You can't take 3 from 2. 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the 8th place. Now that's really 4 8s, so you make it 3 8s. Regroup, and you change an 8 to 8 ones, and you add to the 2, and you get 1 2 base 8, which is 10 base 10, and you take away 3. That's 7. Okay? Now instead of 4 in the 8th place, you've got 3 because you added 1, that is to say 8, to the 2, but you can't take 7 from 3, so you look at the 64s. 64. How did 64 get into it? I hear you cry. Well, 64 is 8 squared, don't you see? Well, you ask a silly question, you get a silly answer. From the 3, you then use 1 to make 8 ones. You add those 1s to the 3, and you get 1, 3, base 8. Or in other words, in base 10, you have 11, and you take away 7. And 7 from 11 is 4. Now go back to the 64s. You're left with 2, and you take away 1 from 2, and that leaves... Now, let's not always see the same hands. One, that's right. Whoever got one can stay after the show and clean the erasers. Hooray for new math, new math. It won't do you a bit of good to read new math. It's so simple, so very simple, that only a child can do it. Come back tomorrow night. We're going to do fractions. You know, I've often thought I'd like to write a mathematics textbook someday because I have a title that I know will sell a million copies. I'm going to call it Tropic of Calculus. Yes.
Thank you. those words. My girl. I know you never even try. Girl. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Try.
Come on.
Please, please. Me. Oh, yeah. Like I. I don't want to sound complaining, but you know there's always rage in my heart.
nobody didn't buy this CD to get mellow tonight. I say, nobody didn't buy this CD to get just a little bit mellow tonight. If anyone bought this CD to get mellow tonight, you can turn around and get the heck out of here. Today, Ted Nugent killed all the animals. Today, Ted Nugent killed all the animals. He did it so he could bond with his male friends. He did it so they could broadcast it on ESPN. And when the news hit the wire, Greenpeace activists were crying in their hankies. They hadn't heard anything so awful since the first record by Damn Yankees. It was the day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. The day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. Imagine that. The Motor City Madman in your backyard stalking your cat. Scratch fever. And Bob Barker cried. Ricky Lake tried to save him. Noah turned right around in his grave, and they were all dead, but he was still Ted. He did it with his bow in hand, sitting up north in the open air. He did it for the Michigan militia. He did it for Fred Bear. It was the day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. The day Ted Nugent killed all the animals, because he had so much respect for wildlife. He started tipping over goldfish bowls and chasing Bambi's mom with a knife, which is the equivalent to having so much admiration for an art museum that you burn all the paintings as soon as you see them. It was the day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. The day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. Raccoons, get in the garbage.
Kill them.
Baby seals are too cute.
Kill them.
Squirrels, yum.
Kill them.
Orangutans, wang dang that orangutan.
Kill them.
He killed them all, big and small, so he could put their heads up on his wall. It was the day Ted Nugent killed all the animals.
It was homecoming night at my high school. Everyone was there, it was totally cool. I was real excited, I almost wet my jeans. My best friend Debbie was homecoming queen. She was so pretty in pink.
Do what you just did.
anybody here know Johnny? Are you Johnny? There was one guy named Johnny, but he was a total geek. He always had food in his braces. Answer me, Debbie, who is Johnny? Oh, God, this is like that movie Citizen Kane, you know, where you later find out Rosa was his leg, but we'll never know who Johnny was. His leg. She's dead.
Julie Brown. The homecoming queen has got a gun. Friggin' here.
Classic song.
Very classic. Well, classic enough.
Yeah.
That everyone should know it. And if you don't, it's Julie Brown doing the homecoming queen's got a gun. Before Julie Brown. Was Wally Pleasant with the day Ted Nugent killed all the animals off of his latest CD, which I guess came out quite a while ago now.
Yeah.
But
is he doing anything new?
I don't know. I haven't heard from his people in a while. His person.
His people calling your people. And
yeah.
His machine calling your machine.
Mm-hmm. That sort of deal.
So have you done lunch?
No. You know what I had for dinner today?
What?
A Rice Krispie treat.
A Rice Krispie treat.
A Rice Krispie treat.
Was it at least a big Rice Krispie treat?
No, it was one of those ones you get out of a vending machine.
Yeah.
Before Wally Pleasant, Raymond Scott with Powerhouse. Old classic cartoon music.
1930s.
February 2nd, 1937. I remember that. I was there.
You were there, right?
It was a great show. It was a great... No, I wasn't there. You got me. Barnes and Barnes was before that with Please Please Me, which is a Beatles cover that I guess we're by request of CD player number 3.
Yeah.
Tom Lehrer before that with New Math. It was tough picking that song. We tried to do some school type songs, and Tom Lehrer has so damn many of them. He's got New Math. He's got the ones he did for the Electric Company.
Yeah.
He's got the other math one.
What other math one?
That's Mathematics.
Oh, yeah.
He's got that
one.
I
forgot about that one.
He's got The Elements.
Yep.
He's got so many. But we went with New Math. And we started it with Zelda and the Arouse with School Cafeteria, which is a cover of a Weird Al song. That's yet unreleased.
Unreleased. Well, it was actually released. On a 45. It was the B-side of My Bologna back in 1981.
Was it?
On a Capitol Records 45 CD.
Oh, so it was released.
Single. It was released at one point. It's not available anymore.
Well, yeah, it's incredibly out of print, but you could actually, like, by chance find it somewhere.
By chance you could find it, yes.
Okay, I thought it was like...
And then you could, by chance, sell it for a lot of money on certain news groups.
I'm sure you could. Yeah, that was that whole set. Coming up, we got a new band that I just got, like, this crazy CD from. Do you remember last week I played that thing, the Runaway Swedish Chef?
Yeah.
Well, there's two bands on that CD. There's Runaway Wiener Dog, and there's Farsi's Wanna Mow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. But they have a couple decent songs, and they have one called Jazz Music, which I'm going to play. And... I don't know, I'll probably play them a few more times in the weeks to come, because it's an interesting CD. A lot of it's not worth playing at all, and then a lot of it is. They have, like, they don't have a particular sound. They sound like all, like, every song is different.
That tape I got in the mail last week is just like that. It's like, there's, like, 4 rap songs, there's 2 industrial songs, there's an alternative song, a love ballad, you know. It's
right, like, all over the place. Yeah. They didn't know what they wanted to do. Like, well, one of these will get us popular. And coming up, still all kinds of stuff. I might play Ed's Redeeming Qualities, Jim Infantino. That's all sitting over there. Malone and Nucci's. I'll probably play all kinds of good stuff. If you want to hear anything, 475-2271. We're friggin' here till 3 o'clock. We got another hour of this. And then we get to go to bed. And I'm tired again. Because I didn't get my nap today.
I'm probably not going to be going to bed tonight. I'll be up writing up old playlists from the show.
One. There's only one that needs to be written up.
Well, I'll be compiling them from...
Oh, from the labor
from
the
like
tapes.
March, I think.
I'll be busy playing Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'll do all night. But Farsi's Wanamo with a song called Jazz Music. And it's friggin' here.
Speaking of crazy, it's a crazy afternoon, because I got me a crazy guest.
That's right.
None other than
Redtail.
Marvin Lewis. Redtail, welcome to Jazz Chat.
It's good to be here, baby.
All the hip cats out there don't need me to tell them that Redtail Marvin Lewis has played drums behind such greats as Scatbone Frank, Georgie Wood Scissors, Marlon Tugboat, Savon Wildstick, Grass Blades, Walker Lance, and man, I could go on and on.
Go on, G-string, go on.
I would. But I gotta know what it's like to work with the Pleatus Johnson, the Pleat, the great Pleat.
Oh, yeah, Pleatus, my man.
Because it seems like it would be quite an experience, because this is a man who what, used to have coffee with Moonsack's Terrence Boardstock and the King of Alto himself.
Oh, yeah.
Bridge Gum Bubble Lock Hampton.
I've got stories, man. Bridge Gum used to come to the shows, man.
Is that a fact?
Oh, yeah. I'd be beating the plates for Pleatus at the Smoky Draw.
One of my earliest jazz memories is at the Smoky Draw. I saw Hoppercard the Madhorn, and man, he invented the high tempo trumpet.
Yeah.
He really did. Him and Squash 3 Pine Stack.
And I'd look over to my left, man, and Bridge Gum Hampton would be standing there just grooving to my sticks. And at the time, I still thought Genghis Spider Monkey was God.
I used to watch Genghis play with the old Tube Shoe Gang. Remember them?
Red Dragon, Needle Eye, Beal, Two-Time Dinosaur,
and Richie,
Artificial Heart. God, he did for bass what Steam Pants, Teflon, Gorgon, and Ashtray Head did for harmony. But before the shows, Bridge Gum Bubble Lock Hampton would be hanging out with Pleatus before the shows, and Bridge Gum loved to sing the sports section, man. He'd flick the paper before the great Pleat could sneak that day's baseballs going. And Pleatus would fish up to Bridge Gum and cool out like, Bridge Gum, where's the paper, man? I saw you reading the sports section. And at one time, Bridge Gum came back with, Mr. Pleatus, sir, if you can take being on that stage with Wilson Snakecracker, then I can certainly take the sports section.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I heard that story. I was wondering if that was true.
Well, if it wasn't true, I wouldn't have a catheter.
Oh, man. We gotta take a break or you're going to kill me.
Well, then may you rest in scat, baby. May you rest in scat.
Good morning, J.R.
Good morning. Who we got in the studio today?
Studio B, Blind Mel and Chitlin.
Blind Mel and Chitlin, isn't that new British rock group?
Oh, no, J.R., that's the old blues singer that you signed the other day, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's the one we gave the $10 the bottle of booze and the hooker to, huh?
That's the one, J.R.
Yeah, well, let's get going. I feel like solid gold already.
Right you are.
Is that him in the studio?
That's him.
All right, Mr. Chitlin! He ain't deaf, too, is he?
No, Jerry. You have to push the switch forward.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just want to see if you knew. Listen, Mr. Chitlin, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
All right, baby. Hey, listen, Mr. Chitlin, can I call you by your first name?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Listen, now, Blind Baby, what we want to go for on this record is not just a blues record, but we want a document. An epic document depicting the struggle of the black people against the white devil slave masters. You got that? You got it? What the... What's the drummer's name? Johnny? Want to give him a push there? Step on there, sir. Mr. Chitlin, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, Blind Baby. Pay a little more attention now, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So we want to start from the top, Blind Baby, and really cook, honey. All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, hit it. Oh, cut. Johnny, want to find him his harmonica? Yeah, that's it. Put it in his hand there. Okay, Blind Baby, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, let's try it with a harmonica this time, okay, honey?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take it from four and really burn, all right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, cook! Hold it! Cut! 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 Now listen, blind baby, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, listen, what we want is a little more enunciating. The kids today are hung up on the lyrics. They like to listen to the words. I don't know why. But listen, baby, a little more enunciating, okay? We want a little bit more clear. You got that, baby?
Yeah.
All right, let's take it from the top now. Ready? One, two, three, four, hit it! Cut. Blind baby. All right, something's coming through. So, listen, can we get him to take off his shoes or something?
He already has his shoes off, J.R.
Ah, look like rubber boots to me. Okay, never mind, blind baby. All right, let's take it from the top again. Ready? One, two, three, four, burn!
Go downtown, go see my game.
Yeah, I guess we can get a death ring out of here.
Go downtown, go see my girl, yo.
Yeah, that old natural rhythm's going right in it.
Listen. Gonna sing the song, yo.
Sing that old song.
I'm gonna show my ding-dong.
Yeah, show that old ding-dong. Hey, stop! Cut! 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 A blind baby, listen, I'm not too clear on the lyrics there that you just used, so let's go back, huh? Maybe it's my fault. Listen, I'll read you what I got, okay? Going downtown, gonna see my gal, gonna sing her a song, gonna show her my ding-dong. That's right, ding-dong. Blind baby, what the hell's this ding-dong?
I think he's gonna show you, J.R.
All right, I'm gonna show
you. Oh, my God!
My God! Oh, Jesus Christ, will you look at the size of that thing? Hey, we'll never get that on the album cover. Probably play jump rope with it, though.
But you gonna sing now?
Okay, I'm gonna sing now.
I knew that.
Pretend it's Rogers or Hammerstein or something.
I don't know the words.
Yeah, here's the lyrics.
Hey, what's his music?
I don't know, it just comes from the ceiling when I need it.
Okay.
Dead frog in the middle of the road, that's bad, in another but a paper stain.
You know, this is
there's a better chance of giving her what she needs. I'm telling you, it's eating up my brain. A piece of fish in a box that's sitting in the freezer section of your local superstore. There's a better chance of making her happy now. I'm going nuts if I think anymore. I'm insane, my brain died. I'm going mad and I'm telling you why. I'm insane, my life's gone. I'm
gonna
tell you what's going on.
Well,
go.
So let me for just two quadriplegic because of the good sex. Lips in a cardboard box, floppers on the shelf, baby, that's good sex. So let me for just two quadriplegic because of the good sex. We picked up on him because you couldn't find yourself, baby, that's good sex. Yeah, good.
A busted chair that's sitting in the dump that's covered with vomit instead of the feet. And giving her the very thing she wants, and I hear them asking what's bothering me. A turkey dog meat in a septic tank that floats all around in the sea of flying. It's better than me, a bed, and I'm doing real good if I'm just but a waste of time. I'm insane, my brain died. I've gone mad and I'm taking it fine. Horny toes, stop with pig pie, got a better chance with her.
Rain
It was the 3rd of July, and the weather was fine. Ed brought the hot dogs, the croquet set was mine. But the red ball was missing, 3 mallets were bent. Ed suggested lawn darts, so to Kmart we went. We looked by the yard game, we looked by the grill, but we couldn't find lawn darts from high water or hill. So we talked to the sales clerk, but she started to cry. She said they're off the shelves now, and then she told us both why. A kid was pegged in the head with the lawn darts. Her dad didn't see her. That's the worst part. She was pegged in the head with the lawn darts. So they're now off the shelves at the Kmart. We both felt so bad that we gave up the search. Ed went to bed and I went to church. Now we never grill a hot dog and we don't play yard games. Since we heard that sad story, things just aren't the same. She was pegged in the head with the lawn dart. Her dad didn't see her, that's the worst part. She was pegged in the head with the lawn dart. So they're now off the shelf at the Kmart.
Our music is a little bizarre, and you can hear it right here on Friggin' Here, WITR.
There's too much pollution, too many cars, there's a hole in the ozone, the size of Mars, they're chopping down all the trees. So all the spotted owls are gone. So I'll take my genuine rare rosewood guitar with a ivory nut and a tortoiseshell guard and a strap made out of dead animal parts, and I'll sing you a protest song.
WITR.
Henrietta.
Modern
music.
Something.
And more.
Whatever. Yeah, I think that was it.
All that good stuff.
Modern music and old music. And funny music. And Doo-Doo-Wah with the protest song. And before that, Jim Infantino with his big chinos. Ed's Redeeming Qualities with a very sad story about a lawn dart.
I love that
I'm
song.
Still crying. Lonnie Donegan before that with Aunt Rhody, which was the B-side to the single of his much more well-known song, Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Aunt Rhody is like a regular, like, traditional...
Yeah,
folk,
I think it's like
song
a folk song
of some kind, but he rewrote some of the words. Apparently, I don't know what the original words are.
Couldn't
word,
tell you.
So I have no idea what part he wrote, but that's what it says. Before that, Mr. Zip with "She Left Me for a Destitute Quadriplegic Because of the Good Sex." Cheech and Chong before that, Blind Melon Chitlin, Dead Alewives with Jazz Chat, and Farsi's Wanna Mo with Jazz Music. Makes me nervous.
That was cool.
I gotta play that again. A couple weeks.
Not now.
Right now. I'm gonna play it over and over and over. I'm gonna be like commercial radio. Coming up with Malone and Nucci's. Maybe some Gideon Friedman if I feel like it, but then again, maybe not. I play him a lot. Should I play Andy Breckman? I could play Andy Breckman. I haven't played
sure.
him in a while. And anything you want to hear, 475-2271, call up and request it. We're friggin' here for another half an hour, and then we're gone. Go to bed, sleep for like an hour.
Until friggin' next week.
Until friggin' next week.
And I'll bring in that tape that I got, and that weird one that's
and I'll
like
bring in the thing that I have, and you can do that thing, and
yeah.
We'll be that way, and everyone else will listen to the station. That won't be us. Okay. Yeah, anything you want to hear, 475-2271. Or if you want to talk to our special background guest, John, you can call up and talk to him, too. Or not. Malone and Nucci's with a track called, I don't know. What track? Should I play Big Gay Jim? I haven't played that. I played that once.
Sure.
You don't even know this
song.
Do you? As I cue up the CD. Malone and Nucci's, which is on the Picklehead label, which is what Faust and Lewis, one of them, I think Rusty Lewis runs it.
Oh yeah.
Picklehead Music. On their label, the track called Big Gay Jim.
Gay Jim. Every evening at the bar, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot in stockings, weighed 185. His hair always perfect, his clothes always hip. All the boys wish that they could get a little lip from Gay Jim.
Gay Jim.
Big Gay Jim.
Gay Jim.
Everyone knew where Jim called home. He had a cute little walk-up and a Mickey Mouse phone. Always outgoing, never quiet or shy. New boys in town would get a big toothy.
Hi.
From Gay Jim. Someone said he came from Key West, where he worshipped the sun and he waxed his chest. So one day the Shriner Circus came through town, and his lover ran off with Bungo the Clown. Gay Jim.
Gay Jim.
Big Gay Jim.
Gay Jim.
Ooh.
Then one night, at the back of the bar, 10 skinheads marched in and gazed clear to dance floor. But they were surrounded, and the skins all had guns. Every queen thought he'd squeezed his last pair of buns, except Jim. Amidst the wailing motif of this sachet saloon stood a stark naked man carrying a 10-foot harpoon. He squeezed a huge tube of KY, let out with a groan, then shoved that super slick fistic past his derriere bone. Gay Jim.
Gay Jim.
Big Gay Jim. The Nazis stood helpless, their jaws all agape. Then a fellow whispered round,
"Here's our chance to escape."
And 20 men scrambled, their ensembles unmasked, leaving Gay Jim behind in the cloud of fairy dust. Gay Jim. The fascists blinked their dull eyes, and to their dismay, they saw the gaze had escaped during Jim's anal display. Then they looked back at Jim, at his blocked up behind, and they all knew that this was the end of the line for Gay Jim.
Gay Jim. Gay Jim.
Big Gay Jim.
Gay Jim.
The gays never went back to Moby Dick's party pub, but outside on the wall with a black crayola nub, there is written these words as a tribute, not a gag. At the back of this bar stood a hero and a fag. Gay Jim.
I don't know much about dancing, that's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other and both of my feet's too long. Of course, now right along with them, I got no natural rhythm, but I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. I hear that beat, I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool. The disco folks all dressed up like they're fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. They have a bit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. I've got it all together now with my very own disco clothes. Hey, my shirt's half open to show you my chain and the spoon for up my nose. I am really something, that's what you'd probably say.
So smoke your little smoke, drink your little drink, while I dance all night away. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a fool. Yeah.
darling, can I buy you a couple of drinks? Looking for Mr. Goodbar? Here he is.
Wait a minute, I've got it. You're an Italian.
Huh? You're Jewish?
Oh, love your nails. You must be a Libra. Your place or mine?
Yes.
I must offer to you a confession. I like movies that give me a fright. If the subject is horror, I've got to see more, or I won't be contented all night. You may call it my ghoulish obsession. It's a subject on which I get chatty. But the first one it seemed haunting all of my dreams was the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. I've seen ghouls and hobgoblins and witches, and some moth-eaten werewolves with fangs. There were creatures that chattered and others that clattered, and Japanese monsters with fangs. Frankenstein gives me the shapes. That's called Dracula, driving me batty. But they're not on a par with the worst one by far, the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Must have needed a seltzer. It's amazing how much he got down. For lunch, he just chewed up a suburb or two. And for dinner, he ate the whole town. Willard just sent me out laughing. I thought Ben looked a little bit ratty.
What?
Sorry about that. But they're not half as bad as the worst scare I've had. The cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Oh, my heart nearly stopped. He will never be caught. The cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Olay!
Olay? That's dumb.
Hear the song that I did once with a band called So Far So Good, when I had a band. But then they wanted to get paid or something. They're just completely unreasonable about it. Oh, well, I love my job and I love my girl. Tell me, who could ask for more? I was washing windows on a 92nd floor. Suddenly a gust of wind come up and swept me from where I stood. And as I fall past the 80th floor, I say, so far so good, so far so good. I'm in trouble now, you bet, so far so good, but I am not dead yet. I got a color TV, I got a water bed, I got a dishwashing machine, I got stereo with the biggest speakers you have ever seen. I got a real nice place on a real nice street in a real nice neighborhood, and as I fall past the 40th floor, I say, so far so good, so far so good. Yes, I know there ain't no net, so far so good, but I am not dead yet. Well, yesterday, I bought some flowers at the flower store. I tucked my shirt tail in, I took a taxi to her door. I said, Mary, would you marry me? She said, you know I would. And as I fall past the 20th floor, I say, so far so good, so far so good. Things look bad, but don't forget, so far so good, and I am not dead yet. Well, I believe truth will come and show us all the way. I believe that love will light the sky and set us free someday. I believe that we will learn to live in peace and brotherhood. And as I fall past the second floor, I say, so far so good, so far so good. Yes, I know there ain't no net, so far so good. But I am not dead. I am not dead. I am not dead yet. Thank you.
run into a lot of musicians who can yodel, and we've always wanted to yodel, never been able to. So we decided to write a song all about that sort of thing, and this is it. This is called Double Yodel. I was once a lonesome cowboy, ask my cattle.
I was once a cowgirl, incomplete and blue. Till the roundup when we came to share a saddle. Now we do all of the things that sidekicks do.
Plus, not only does romancing go with dancing,
I'm the chaparral without a chaperone.
But additionally, it seems to be enhancing all the thousand things we used to do alone.
Like when I sneeze, I have a guy to say good night.
Changing a fuse, I found a gal to hold the flashlight.
Out of all these, the one that made my pleasure total is that I found I had a pal to help me yodel.
Yodel-a-day, 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 yodel along the trail all day. Yodel-a-day, 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 yodel-a-day.
Saturday night when we confused the Palomino,
taking the long romantic way to the casino.
Riding along we share a jug of amaretto.
And after I sing a line of bass,
I sing falsetto.
Yodel-a-day, yodel-a-day,
yodel-a-day, yodel on the trail all day.
Yodel-a-day, 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 yodel-a-day,
in an easy double vocal yodel-way. Lucky we are to have each other for assistance.
Oh, and the locals hear us yodel in the distance.
And when they say that yokel's vocal cords are supple, they'd be surprised to find that yokel is a couple.
Yodel-a-day, yodel-a-day,
yodel along the trail all day.
Yodel-a-day, 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 in an easy double vocal yodel-way. Yodel-a-day, yodel-a-day,
yodel along the trail all day.
Yodel-a-day, 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 yodel-a-day,
in an easy double vocal yodel-way. In an easy double vocal yodel-way.
There's a new dance sensation that's flooding the nation, done by nurses from Maine to L.A. And we sing all the louder as we wash, wipe, and powder, and our patients stay dry all the day, all the day. Ready, nurses? Hit it!
Your knees and thighs together, bend your ankles, do whatever, flap your arms, what's the harm? You're doing the incontinence rack. Turn your body in a circle, every day you go to work, you'll do this dance when they wet their pants. You're doing the incontinence rack. Every evening, 4 to 2, 3, to your eyebrows, swimming in pee. Get the sheets and get the diapers, oh, we're almost out of wipers. Grab a mop, take a hop, and you're doing the incontinence rag. Always called for celebration, when you catch that micturition, it really blows your eye and nose when you're doing the incontinence rag. Gosh, oh gee, and holy moly, can I please insert a foley? It depends, or a tense, when you're doing the incontinence rag. Every evening, 4 to 4, change the linen, mop up the floor. It's more fun than even sex is, with a cat that turned from Texas. Take
continent's rag.
Channel 436, America's Funniest Home Surgery Videos. 437, Afterlife Styles of the Dead and Famous. 438, Dobie Gilligan, the All Bob Denver Network. 439, Censorship Channel, nothing on. Drag my internet through the data stream, carrying a metaphor, what might seem a bit too far. I'm lazed in the shame of the information superhighway. Found myself a female who could make me glad to be male, so I whispered in her email, honey, won't you megabyte mine? But now my elocution's gotten into distribution, and some guy in the Illusion Island wants to know my sign. And when I hear that final bell, I'll fax my working organs to Jocelyn Elders. I'm easing down the glade, and may I say, not in a shy way, I'm laid in the shade of the information superhighway. Oh.
And that's it. We're not friggin' here anymore.
Well, we got one more friggin' song.
We always have one more friggin' song. But, we're just about done. Because it's 3 o'clock here at 89.7 WITR, Henrietta. And what you just heard was The Foreman with their song Lazin' in the Shade of the Information Superhighway. Is that going to... That was on one of their demo tapes, right?
Yeah.
Is that going to be, like, released on a real album?
It's supposed to be, but I haven't heard anything about it.
No.
Yeah, I'll email him and ask him.
We haven't seen anything from them in
a while. Like, they put out that second album, what was that, a year and a half ago?
Yeah, about a year and a half ago. Damn it, they got to come out with albums faster than that.
Well, I know their contract with Capitol Records was only... with Reprise was only for two albums.
Which they did.
So they fulfilled their contract. I don't know if...
And now they lost the guy.
Again, or
they had the one guy leave, didn't they?
Yeah, but they replaced him.
Did they?
Yeah, he's still writing for them. It's just
right. He
doesn't sing anymore.
All right. We'll have to check into that. Before The Foreman was who was that does the Incontinence Rag?
I have no idea.
Hang on, and I'll check. Dead air.
Dun, 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 dun.
The Incontinence Rag was done by... It wasn't done by anybody.
What did it say?
Oh, Two Live Nurse.
Oh.
Two Live Nurse did The Incontinence Rag. Remember that. Before Two Live Nurse doing The Incontinence Rag was Lou and Peter Berryman with Double Yodel. Now, when you think Lou and Peter, which one is the female?
My guess would be Lou.
That's what I would have to guess, too, but, you know?
Maybe Louise or Lulu Bell or something
Yeah.
like that. Luann or Lucifer.
Lucifer. Hey. Stone Country Band before that with Silly Tunes. Random. I don't know what that is. It's like completely random TV show, mostly cartoon themes.
And that one thing in the middle that none of us can
identify. If you can identify it.
It was right after the Laurel and Hardy.
If you can identify what everything that was in there, give me a call at 475-2271 and I'll give you something for free. Wait a minute, I can't do that.
You don't have anything to give.
Well, I could give them something next week.
Yeah.
But because I still have some things. I just haven't given anything away in a long time.
Okay, we'll do a giveaway next week.
I think we should. But there's no way for me to know if they're right.
That's true.
It's pretty stupid. Before that was Andy Breckman with So Far So Good. Possum with... Is that the one, Possum, the one where it's Possum in some places and something else in other places?
Yeah, they changed the name of the band at some point.
Okay, so Possum or something... With The Cockroach That Ain't Cincinnati, Frank Zappa with Dancing Fool, and Malone and Nucci's with Big Gay Jim.
You gotta get that CD player fixed.
Oh. That CD player has reset itself like four or five times.
There's at least two songs this show we did not intend to play. It was just that the CD player reset itself.
I don't think anybody really cares.
No, I don't think so either, but
no, I think,
just thought I'd mention
it. I think they're all asleep anyway.
Yeah. Everyone's got an 8 o'clock class tomorrow.
We got a friggin' call from New York City. But we didn't get any of our listeners calling. What's that say? We got one last thing for you before we sign off until next week. And it's the flip side of the old Monster Mash 45 by Bobby Boris Pickett,
mm-hmm.
and his Crip Kickers or something. And it's called Monster's Mash Party. And it's not the greatest... It's not in the greatest shape, but it's certainly listenable. And I'm going to play it for you, and then we're going to sign off and say goodbye. So here's Bobby Boris Pickett and his Crip Kickers with Monster's Mash Party.
Yeah. I want to match. I'll take your chains off later, baby. Master, please let me match your next Igor right after Janusz.
I still like the Transylvania twist, don't I?
That's you, you bluff fucker. Well, thank you, well. Mad fool!
Cramping my spine.
All right, let's try it with a little bit of soul now. All right, now let's try it without soul.
Somebody step on my way.
Look out. My children of the night. Blow, blow, daddy.
Igor, you're cramping my spine.
Calm yourselves, my children, calm yourselves. Go, you party, go, you pattern, go, my children.
I like the twist better.
Get out of my way, please.